Jim, a couple things for me before you get to do whatever you want to do is just to me from right at the very beginning, just the effort there and the fact that they were not going to go quietly. They were going to get 50-50 balls. They were going to challenge shooters. Maybe the rotation's not perfect, but they were going to give the effort to get there on offense, to move the ball and be a little more patient, and I think that showed tonight in the terms of 37 assists.
Without question, Tim. And you know, we talked about it last night. We talked about it on the plane when we got in here around 8 o'clock early, and we're wondering, you know, how do you stem the tide here? How do you change the culture here in the early going? How do you get these young guys to maybe play above their natural abilities right now with the inexperience they have? And, you know, it starts with your leaders, and that's what Draymond and Stephen Curry did tonight. And what the Warriors did is they beat the Pelicans to the punch early on. We talked about, you know, the importance psychologically for this group right now to get off to a good start. They willed themselves into a good start. They played with that pride and the intensity early on. And one way you can measure also, yes, they moved the ball around because good defense, we know, generates good offense. They go hand in hand. You take a look at the rebounding differential tonight, and that tells you a lot about who wants the ball, who wants it more. The Warriors got 59 rebounds to 36. And check out the offensive rebounds. 19 offensive rebounds? That is a ton of rebounds.
Not a perfect performance from D'Angelo Russell, but I think he's starting to get a little bit more comfortable. I mean, he had 24 points and 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. And you're saying, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But I think, again, he's getting a little more patient inside the offense. Yeah. And he's actually starting to look for – how many passes did he make tonight that was a backdoor cut that led to an easy bucket for the Warriors?
He got eight assists.
Yeah, four of those had to be at least those.
Yeah, I have to say, Tim, we don't know who he is yet. We know. We haven't covered him.
Right.
And when you watch someone like that with that kind of talent and also his confidence he has, and he can be – a guy who dominates the ball. Would you agree?
Correct.
Okay. And so you don't really trust him yet.
Right.
And that's very natural. You kind of hold your breath a little bit when he has the ball. What's he going to do? Is he going to blend in with something here? Is he going to give it up? Or is he just going to, you know, dribble it away for 20 seconds and then try to create his own shot? Not being negative, we don't know him, and we've only seen him at different times.
And he doesn't know his teammates.
Correct.
You know, there's nobody on this team he's played with before.
Yeah.
So there's
a little bit of apprehension there from everyone. I'm sure even the coaching staff, you can kind of feel that. You know, you relax when Stephen Curry has the ball. He may do something a little silly, but it usually works out for him. He has that kind of mojo.
When he took the shot of the logo, he's, you know, basically the only player in the league where that's a really good shot.
Right.
You know, where you're not going to see the coach go, what are you doing? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so. he's built the trust factor.
Right.
And the trust factor is so vitally important in this league. And that will come with time here. But I think this is a statement game, and I think it's going to give a shot in the arm for all of these guys. I thought Spellman and also Pascal, I thought they were good in their minutes on the floor. Spellman worked hard. I haven't seen him work this hard before.
Yep.
He made things happen just out of string will. And Damian Lee, you know, when he came in, he was a little scattered, and I could see it. And things didn't go well for him early on. You know, he stumbled down, remember, a turnover, fouled somebody, and he tried on defense tonight. And all of a sudden, he was open. They moved the ball enough so they got some open looks. They weren't creating the shots. They were getting created off the dribble into shots, and that's why they got a lot of assists, and that's why they were making them.
You know, Jim, I think the Warriors, you know, played well tonight. Obviously, they're going to be a different team when they get their bigs back. You know, when
they get
Willie Cauley-Stein, Kevon Looney, even when they get Alec Burks. Conversely, New Orleans is a much different team if you have Drew Holiday, Zion Williamson, Derek Favors out there. When they get those three on the floor at the same time, then you're going to see how good this team could be.
Yeah, and that's why I said I think they could be, you know, maybe the fifth best team in the Western Conference. I don't know. That remains to be seen. I know this. There's going to be a good team or two that is left out of the playoffs this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely. And I think your record inside your division, your record inside the conference is going to be huge this year.
Yes.
Because that could be a tiebreaker.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you have to take advantage of wins that you you can get, and especially for a team like the Warriors, if they want to make the playoffs, they have to get wins like tonight. And certainly Wednesday, when they welcome the Phoenix Suns, that's going to be no day at the beach either, because Monty Williams has the Phoenix Suns, an improved ball club. They got Ricky Rubio there. He's helping them. Even without DeAndre Ayton, they have forced some of the best teams in the West right down the wire.
Without question. And so they're going to have to win the games when they play Dallas, when they play Memphis, when they play Minnesota, and even Portland, okay? And obviously, without question, the games with Phoenix and Sacramento vastly improved. But those are the teams that when you, like, you were kind of intimating that, you have a good chance to win that game. Those are the teams that you've got to take care of and take care of business that way. And then hopefully you knock off a San Antonio and you knock off a Denver and you knock off the Clippers somewhere along the way and you know rise above things. But yeah, you don't want to be losing to teams that can be in the seventh, eighth, or ninth spot there and where you have a chance. And that's what it's going to be, that kind of margin of error for the Warriors this year.
They have a four-game homestand up coming up Wednesday against Phoenix, Friday San Antonio, Saturday Charlotte in town, and then Monday Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. So it's not an easy homestand, but if the Warriors come out and play like they did tonight, Jim, they're going to give themselves a chance to win all four.
Yeah, I think, Tim, you're going to, all season long, you're not going to say, well, this is a sure thing, this is an easy game. Because look what Phoenix did the other night, beating the L.A. Clippers.
Right, okay? Absolutely.
So. And so, it's a competitive league. I think all the movement, the free agents, the people with two stars on the team, and that's going in the Western Conference in particular, I think it's kind of neat, it's kind of fun. But it's, the work is going to be cut out for the Warriors right now. We know that.
All right, let's get to the scoreboard. Thank you, Jim. Good job tonight, and we will see you on the bus and the plane.